As we know, we began the period of the 3 weeks, the Ben HaMetzarim, as it's known, between Yud-Zayin Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. And there are different practices, different restrictions have during different time periods. So it's, you know, it's a form of a period of Avela. So we know, what time period is it? Because we know in terms of natural avelas, if a person loses a mother or father, so we know there are three time periods. There is the Shiva, the 7 day period, and then the Shloshim, the 30 day period, and then the Yud Beis Chodesh, the 12 month period. And we know the most restrictive time is Shiva. One doesn't leave their home, they sit on little benches. Shloshim, different things are permitted that aren't permitted during Shiva. And Yud Beis Chodesh, we only have for a parent. For everyone else, Shosh Avelis is over after 30 days. For a parent, Kivat Aveim, so therefore we have Yud Beis Chodesh, there are different restrictions we don't do, different public events, etc. So that we know, we're familiar with three periods of Avelis. So where does the period of the 3 weeks fit in, or the 9 days, Tisha B'Av? So according to many, they seem to take, it's a mix and match. It seems to be, if you just look at it, certain things are pulled from Shiva, some from Shloshim, some from, it doesn't seem to be clear what exactly the time period is. However, the Soloveitchiks are into definitions of Soloveitchik, so therefore, he said you can't have a custom made up out of nowhere. You can't just pick and choose, say, this applies here, this applies here. That's not the way minhagim work. You have to have a halakhic framework. So therefore, Rav Soloveitchik says, and it comes with leniencies and stringencies, but he says the three-week period, that's the status of Yud Beis Chodesh, that the 12-month period after the Shloshim, and then you have the Shloshim period, that's the 9 days, and then the Shiva, that's the Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, we sit on the ground, etc. Like we have, everyone's in Avel. So Rav Soloveitchik said that the three time periods of the 3 weeks, the 9 days, and Tisha B'Av fall under the general category of Avelis, of Shiva, Shloshim, and Yud Beis Chodesh. The only difference is they seem to work in opposite directions. In other words, when it comes to real Avelis, natural Avelis, so we know the strictest part is right away, Shiva. And then as we move on, it gets lighter into Shloshim, and you move on to Yud Beis Chodesh, it gets more. Yet, when it comes to the 3 weeks, it's the opposite. The 3 weeks is the most lenient. In 9 days, it gets stricter, and Tisha B'Av gets the strictest. So what's the difference? Why do we go in inverse directions? So the answer is because there's a fundamental difference between what we call Avelis Chadasha, Avelis Yeshana, new Avelis versus old Avelis. New Avelis meaning you lost a mother or father, you lost a loved one. And Avelis Yeshana means national Avelis, something that happened to the Jewish people thousands of years ago. So he said, so one is reactionary, clear, if you just lose a loved one, no one has to tell you how to feel. You feel it right away, and different people, you know, different people, different ways. But clearly, you hear someone passed away, so the hardest time is the first week. That's just a natural reaction to what happened. And then, hopefully, time heals. Shloshim gets a little better, and Yud Beis Chodesh. However, when it comes to national mourning, what are we mourning over? Churban HaBayis, the destruction of the temple. It's very hard to mourn over something we never experienced. None of us have lived Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam. So anytime you're mourning over something you never had, it's harder to do. So you can't just wake up one morning and jump into Tisha B'Av. It's hard enough 3 weeks in advance, but that's what we try to do. So 3 weeks, Yitzhayin, Thomas, and I, we try to start getting into the Avelis mode, starting to feel the mood. So we start a little lighter. Then Rosh Chodesh Av, we pick it up a bit. And hopefully by the time we get to Tisha B'Av, you know, we're able to work on some feelings to feel the mourning over the Churban HaBayit. So hence, that's why you have to go in different directions. Personal mourning, you feel it right away. So it goes from the Chamer to the Kal, from the strict to the more lenient. And national mourning, we have to work on ourselves to feel it. So therefore, we start off slow and hopefully get there by Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Hananya Menakasha Omi Aretzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Vizakis Yisrael Afiram Dov Mitzvah Shenemar Nachavitz Laman Tzidko Yaldi Al Torah V'Yadir.